It is September 27th, 2018. It's Thursday in the morning. I'm on my way to work. And I see a couple long aerosol trails, you know, many miles long, out here in Coachella Valley, out in the desert, the Palm Springs area. And this is what I wanted to note. Simply was that we had gone the last time they sprayed, to my best recollection, was a few days before September 11th. September 11th might have been on a Tuesday. I mean, if I do the math in my head, maybe it was on a Tuesday. I don't think they sprayed that weekend. It might have been the Friday before was the last trail. And so what I'm saying is that you know, it's been 2.5 weeks, which is an epic, I mean, it's epically, an epically long time to go without spraying. I mean, it's the longest I've noticed in some time. And while, and it was great to see the, I mean, in years, I don't think I've seen this kind of a break in years, maybe a week at most, week and a half, I don't know, surrounding, you know, maybe a G20 summit or a Bilderberg meeting, something like that, but not 2 weeks, almost 3 weeks. It was, it could have been as many as, if it was on a Tuesday, and that'd be the 10th, 9th, 8th, yeah, September 7th. So nearly 3 weeks. Hiking, driving, etc. It was remarkable. The clarity. You know, I went to a wedding over in Vista, California, near the coast. And driving back over the San Jacinto Mountains, whatever they're called, you know, those high mountains. You know, you get up to about, I don't know, 4,000, you know, 4,500 feet. I'm not sure what the, you know, your the high point of the grade is. But then you start making the winding down over the Highway 74, descending 4,000 feet into the Palm Springs, you know, Coachella Valley area. But looking across the valley, it was far clearer than normal, and you know, I was gonna say extraordinary, but no, there's some smog, but in general the visibility has been amazing. And just breathing the air, you know, I've been enjoying my hikes up in Joshua Tree tremendously. You know, looking through your headlamp, or look, you know, watching the headlamp, your LED, bright LED headlamp illuminate the air around you, and just not seeing any particles, none, or almost none, as opposed to whenever they're spraying, give them some hours, you know, give the spray contents some hours to, you know, to fall out of the sky, and man, you've got just a, you know, what do you want to call it? A snowstorm, you know, basically, you know, just a lot of your light is refracted or blocked by a lot, all these little floating particles, and you know, that you're inhaling. And that was not the case for the last couple of weeks. And whenever they, you know, given my assessment or fear that the bad guys remain in control despite some of President Trump's apparent efforts to drain the swamp. You know, very little has been drained. There's been some positive stuff, but I view a lot of what he's done as largely superficial. The major players are still, you know, the major negative actors are largely still in place. you know, but I'm going to continue to support him in his agenda, but I am not, you know, I'm looking for more real change than I've seen. People are guilty of sedition, you know, treason against this country, and they're not being held to account. Yeah, most people are being fired, or they're retiring, or whatever. You know, no one is, none of the bad guys are doing hard time or facing the death sentence. Anyways, but you know, some people just say, oh, be hopeful. Well, you know, at some point hope becomes delusion. And I need to see it. I need to see justice take place. Some people say that we're heading towards a reset of the rule of law and perhaps a financial reset. And I hope to see it. I hope to. I want it. Anyways, yeah, it's a bummer to see the sky harmed again. And when I see all the plant life that's dying from the enforced drought, it saddens me. You know, I see almost no mice, no rabbits, no insects. There's almost, you know, a tenth of the number of lizards. I mean, everything's just dying up there in Joshua Tree and elsewhere that's not getting rain. And the heavy metal nanoparticulates are certainly not helping the matter. And then my final thought on the spraying or the lack thereof, whenever there's a break in it, I'm usually of the mind that the bad guys are planning something devilish. We're on the brink of world war. An electromagnetic pulse type of nuclear bomb, you know, to be exploded at a high altitude above the continental United States. Something. It's while there's an immediate benefit, usually I view the cessation of the eugenics death-oriented activity being due to being due to even more nefarious actions, and from some of the things I've read or listened to, you know, there are people, good people, who fear that if too much control, if too much justice is coming down on the Luciferians, because that's basically what this death cult power mad group of people are in all aspects of government and the military, that they will lash out in any and every way possible. And if they lose control of their activities here in the United States, or if they fear that coming, then they will, you know, the phrase is turn over the tables. You know, just as you stand up, like, let's say you're losing a card game, and you have a tantrum, and you don't want to lose the money, or you don't want to see it to the end because you don't want to lose. You'll stand up, but in that standing up, you will lift up the table and throw it over, so the game is destroyed. The game has to stop. And an EMP would be one way of doing that. But EMP would also damage, I think, our cellular networks and internet networks and all sorts of things. You know, their tentacles into us would be cut off. But this would, at the same time, if it's a credit collapse or if the transportation system is destroyed, or, you know, the ignitions and all these vehicles are, you know, burned out from the electromagnetic pulse, then not only will the tentacles into us be cut off, but so will the blood supply into, especially urban areas that don't have, that don't produce their own food or water, or don't have access to water, because the pumps, the municipal water pumps will be damaged as well. So I'll just leave it at that. So I'm always, there's always in the back of my mind a fear or a recognition that the aerosol engineering, the geoengineering, when it stops or is paused, it's because something worse is about to happen. Didn't happen so far, and now we have the spraying again. So that also makes me sad when I see the spraying again. It makes me feel like, ah man, looks like the window of opportunity for us to imprison or arrest or, you know, uproot the cabal has been lost. And the cabal no longer feels threatened, therefore it's going to go back to spraying again. That's just how I look at it. Anyways, hoping for a good day. Hope you are, you know, my listener is having a good day as well, and doing what you can to heal this world and to do what's right in the best way that you are able to determine. God bless.